A professor of linguistics and English at WVU is working to map West Virginia's dialects or accents. Kirk Hazen was in Wyoming County earlier this week collecting interviews from the natives.
My name is Ginger Smith, and I'm from Pineville, West Virginia.
I'm Pete Colasurto. I'm from Mullins, West Virginia, and I'm 20 years old.
Smith and Colasurto sit next to each other at the end of a large table with two microphones perched in front of them. Three reporters, including myself, are recording and paying close attention to the conversation. The couple agreed to take part in the study after an invitation from one of Hazen's recent research assistants, Jordan Lovejoy, who's also a Pineville native. She says helping with the West Virginia Dialect Project has also been a personal journey of finding a way to be proud of who she is.
Where we do maybe speak a little bit differently from people who are from more urban or populated, you're not less or less educated because of the way you speak. And I think that's really important for people in Southern West Virginia who have experienced that stigma and that discrimination their entire lives.
Lovejoy and English professor Kirk Hazen sit on the other end of the table asking most of the questions.
I study language variation, both dialects today and how language has changed over time.
These two interviews are among about 185 that Hazen and his students have collected across West Virginia since 1998. After the interviews, participants are asked to read a specific passage and specific words.
Along the end of the dam. Next, he rode through some farms with soybean fields, and the ragweed was so bad it made him cough. He'd be a fool if he didn't have the sense to avoid those plants.
The audio files are stored anonymously in the Department of English at WVU and are then put into a computer program to analyze the sound patterns. The program looks for specific wave patterns to identify speakers' accents.
We have looked at some dialect features that have been around for a long time, such as using was with in sentences like "we was out late last night," or using them in a phrase such as "them boys over there." And then we've looked at other dialect features that are new or newer to the area, such as using "like" to introduce a quote, as in "she was like, no way." In looking at the older ones and some of the newer ones, we found out that if the dialect feature is seen as bad, seen negatively in some way, it's rapidly declined at the last half of the 20th century. Some of the new ones, however, have really taken off and become very widespread for West Virginia, just as they have in other parts of the United States.
Hazen is trying to raise awareness about language variation. He points out that everyone's dialect is unique.
But for some people, the language variation they use is seen as bad by society. It's out of social fashion. But those judgments are oftentimes judgments about rich versus poor, white versus black, Northerners versus Southerners, and there's other social factors driving it. So what I want people to take away is that everyone's language variation, everyone's dialect, is a beautiful and complex part of who they are.
It's no secret that Appalachians often carry a marked accent and often carry the stigma or negative stereotypes that come with it.
The stereotypes themselves are not so much about the language, but like all kinds of these stereotypes, whether it's for African-American English or Southern English or Appalachian English, the stereotype is about the people. And it's a kind of stigma, it's a kind of discrimination, which is unfair, but it certainly persists today. One of our linguists, Rosina Lippi Green, has said that dialect discrimination is the last open back door to discrimination in the United States today. And basically what this means is that you can't say to someone, well, I'm not going to hire you because you're from Appalachia, but you can still say to someone, well, I'm not going to hire you because you sound like that.
But for many Appalachians, including myself, our unique dialects and accents give us a sense of pride, that our unique voice helps us stand out in a crowd. It's kind of like we have our own club, and it makes me feel a strong connection to my home place and my family. With a little encouragement, I've learned to really love my twang slang. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jessica Lilly in Pineville.